14.
Authorize procurement services to enter into a contract for construction and payment of Grant Pool mechanical renovations.
Thank you, Mayor. This is one of the first projects coming to Council for construction authorization under the Fix Our Parks bond measure, which the taxpayers generously funded in November of 2014. Marianne Kessin, our wonderful manager of the entire project, is here to tell you about this one.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the Council. My name is Marianne Kessin. I'm the Parks Program Manager for the Replacement Bond Program. As you know, the park system is an old one, and it is systematically excuse me, we're getting the slides up. Oh.
Which one it is?
I'll just keep talking here. It's an old system, and it has systematically been built and renewed using bonds and levies. The most recent evidence of that, of course, was just about a year ago when, once again, we got a resounding yes vote. Thank you, Portland voters. As you remember, the bond program has 7 theme areas covering such things as playgrounds, restrooms, etc. This particular item has to do with the one called pools. So in this particular theme area, it's not just Grant, but Dishman and Peninsula will be getting improvements. It's an important one in particular at Grant, and in fact, we started this the day the bond passed using existing staff even before we hired, because we knew the clock was ticking on the mechanical systems there, and it's not just a cute saying about the duct tape and the baling wire holding these filters together. We didn't want to even chance one more pool season with the existing system that we had there, so we jumped right on this one. It's currently in for permits. It will be advertised in December. We'll come back to you with the contract, hopefully a competitive bid, nice low one, in January, and we're expecting to open it before the pool season opens in the summer of 2016. In addition to the mechanical improvements, we're going to be addressing some significant ADA issues there. You can see that big lip that precludes bathers from entering the pool, getting lifts, as well as addressing cross-slope issues on those decks. And this is just a warning that you're going to be seeing a lot of me in the weeks to come. We've got a lot of RFPs and bids getting out there, including consultant services that we're reviewing right now. We've got a very engaged staff working hard to get all these things done as quickly as possible. So that's just a few of the highlights coming your way in the next few months. Yes.
What on earth are you planning to do with that Lee Kelly masterwork?
It's going
are you saying that it needs to be updated?
Why, no, sir. It has to do with getting the folks with disabilities down to it. So what we're going to be doing in the Rose Garden is addressing that promenade. Currently, if you were needing a disabled spot, you would park and be faced with a giant set of stairs, and it's very hard to get in. So we're going to address the parking area, the ramp getting down, and the entire promenade, including the stairs on either side of this sculpture.
Do we allow people with a disability to park behind the amphitheater?
There's a way to get in, but it's much less than elegant. All right, that's all I had to say. What questions do you have for me?
Questions for Marianne. Any others?
I just want to thank you. That's my neighborhood pool.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, we kicked the junk food out of that pool, although we still have some work to do. I see the slushes and a few other things have made a comeback. But this is a hugely – this is a pool that gets a ton of use.
It's one of our most popular ones, yes.
And it's also the place to be when you run a movies in the pool. So delighted you're working on this.
Yes, the water quality will improve immeasurably.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Thanks, Marianne. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Yes, you do?
When it comes to the Portland parks, I'm really cautious about how they do things.
Your name in the record, please.
My name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police, 911.
Sorry, could somebody turn that phone off?
That's mine.
Okay.
And what I'm concerned about What I'm concerned about is people that go in for the scholarships, even if they're granted a full scholarship, they still got to pay $450 a year. You can only apply for that scholarship.
Here, this is about a contract. Yeah,
this is about a construction project. So,
right.
So you should come back when we work on the parks budget if you care about those issues. So.
Okay, well, yeah. I object to the contract to because the city provides money, people pay for the parks and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, this is to fix the pool, though.
Okay.
That's all this is about. It's just fixing the pool pumps and the other work on the pool structure itself, not about what we charge to use it.
Right, but it's coming out of taxpayer money, and that's why I have the objection to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks very much. Okay. It's an emergency ordinance because we got to fix it in time for next summer. So roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
When the engineer showed me this, what was on the photographs, she said that the insides of those mechanisms are over 100 years old, and she didn't dare take them apart to fix them again because there aren't any replacement parts to them. So it was one of the most compelling examples that indeed the voters of Portland decided that we do want to fix our parks and to fix that particular pool. It was a specific promise made that we would be doing this. And so I really appreciate Marianne Casson and the entire team at Parks for getting this to us so quickly and that it will be done by next summer. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. We have boilers from Liberty Ships that are heating some of our rec facilities,
yep.
And they're not going to last much longer. So this is wonderful news that we're upgrading our systems. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
It's always a pleasure to have Marianne Casson in this room on this for this reason, and we're looking forward to you coming back regularly. Aye.